Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this 36th episode of Step Into the Light on this Tuesday morning, Election Day in the United States, November 8th. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Patty Sheen. On this show, we introduce listeners to people who have found their way out of the dark shadows of life and back to light, and those who, through personal dedication, faith, and determination, lead others on their journey from darkness to light. This morning, it is my honor to welcome veteran Angela Hatton, who served in the United States Air Force for 4 years at Moody Air Force Base in Georgia. After her military service, Angela graduated from Valdosta State University with a BA in marketing. She started a walk across the country on March 2, 2016, from Dillon Beach, California, and is currently en route to Ocean City, Maryland, by way of Highway 50. Her adventure started as a solo cross-country trek to make awareness for post-traumatic stress disorder in veterans. Angela will share the motivation behind her walk, how she has included veterans in her endeavor, which has benefited her and them, and much more. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Thank you so much for having me, Patty.
Well, I'm very excited to have you, Angela. It was fun when I met you out here in Los Animas, Colorado, and you've traveled a long, long way since then. That was back in June or July, I believe. It was this summer. So where are you this morning?
This morning I am in Easton, Maryland. It's right along Highway 50. I'm about 70 miles from Ocean City, Maryland, from my final destination.
Oh, you've got to be getting really excited.
I am. It's kind of bittersweet and surreal. This has been the best year of my life. It's been a life-changing experience walking across the country and connecting with veterans and community members and sharing my experience with those individuals. I'm eternally grateful for this experience.
Well, I cannot even imagine taking on such an endeavor, Angela, and I want to salute you for your efforts. It's got to be a very daunting experience to tax your body that way, and yet there's got to be something very strong that motivated you. So what did motivate you to start taking this journey?
My brother, he was in the Marine Corps for 4 years, and he was in the Army for 4 years, all 8 years of infantry. And he was kind of the catalyst for me to walk across the country. He struggled with PTSD like so many others, and I wanted to walk for him. I wanted to walk for veterans who struggle. And I realized when I was in Nevada that I needed to get veterans out walking with me. I can walk all day long for other people, but really the only person that I was helping with myself, and that's when I really started connecting with veterans along the way, veterans and spouses and dependents. It's being able to connect with these individuals and share my story and my experience. That's what gets me up. That's every morning when my body aches and hurts and I want to just stay in bed. It's so easy to get up and walk. So.
Well, that sounds really exciting. What have you learned about human nature in general during this adventure, Angela? How have people treated you, basically?
I couldn't be more grateful for the kindness. This experience has restored my faith in humanity. There's way more good out there than bad. And to be a part of it, to experience it, I've had people stop on the side of the road and pick up my dirty laundry, do my laundry,
oh my
and return
goodness.
It to me. Strangers, you know, take me in and feed me and put a roof over my head and share their experiences. It has, I wish that the people in this country could feel the goodness that I have experienced. I don't think we touch on the good, you know, in the news, and especially with what's going on right now. It's out there, and I am so eternally grateful to be a part of the goodness that's out there. And I will, I'm forever grateful for every single person that stopped on the side of the road and gave me a bottle of water, that, like I said, done my laundry for me, taken me in, donated, walked with me. All of it has changed my life forever.
It's so wonderful to hear you speak that way, Angela, because you're right. There is so much negativity in the news that it makes a person not even want to bother to listen anymore.
Absolutely.
I'm under the impression from the way you speak that do you have a certain destination set? Well, you probably know what town you're going to get to the following day, but apparently you don't have like, oh, I'm going to stay at the such and such hotel tonight, or I know somebody at the VFW who's going to give me a place to sleep. Do you just kind of do this by chance?
A lot of people that walk across the country, they plan for, you know, a year, 2 years. It was late July of last year that this idea of walking across the country for our veterans came to me, and I left in March. I believe that when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in life, when you're actually fulfilling the purpose, things will work out for you. And that I've been living that. I do connect, you know, ahead of time, and I do call out ahead of time. But for the most part, it's a journey, you know, and to have it all mapped out, I like taking the chance of who am I going to meet today? What's going to happen today? What adventure am I going to go on today? And that's what makes it so beautiful and organic, that it's not a strict schedule. Some days yesterday I walked 16 miles. Today I'm walking 16 miles to Cambridge. To make it to Ocean City by Friday on Veterans Day, which is when I'm going to, you know, complete this journey, I'll have to walk 25 miles on Thursday. And, you know, so it just depends on the day, but it's the whole experience is just more organic when you just let the day happen. Let the moments happen and not worry about the future. And, you know, that's when I self-camp. You know, I'll camp on the side of the road. If I don't have a place lined up, somebody will stop on the side of the road and say, hey, do you need a place to stay? Do you want to come stay with me? It's a very beautiful experience if you just, you know, you just trust the journey.
It sounds like something that the average person will never have the pleasure of experiencing, Angela, and you are very fortunate to be involved in a venture like this.
Absolutely. I'm very grateful. I sometimes think about how I would really define this and explain it to people, and the best that I can come up with is my grateful, just how grateful I am, but then I think it's not enough. There's more, but it's, like I said, I wish I could bottle this up right now and give it to people. I wish people could feel the joy and the happiness that I feel. For the first time in my life, I have inner peace and happiness, and it's been because of connecting with community members and experiencing these acts of kindness. It's truly a life-changing experience.
I know if you would share with us a funny story, Angela, when you were out here, you told us that you had more than one encounter with the police, and what was going on with that?
So I started my walk with a backpack, and then I got it was a baby push stroller, so it had all of my gear and my water, and I needed that in Nevada because I couldn't carry my water with me. I didn't have water drops and water caches in the state of Nevada. And so people thought that I was pushing a baby down the highway. So I had over 90 phone calls in the state of Nevada that there's a crazy lady with a baby. So when I got to Grand Junction, Colorado, I got signage for the cart that said no baby on board. And after that, cops weren't called. Cops stopped. Yesterday I had a cop stop just to ask, you know, if I'm okay, you know, is everything all right? But the cops weren't actually called after I put the signage on my cart. It was very interesting, the reactions that you get from people when you're walking down a busy highway. So,
oh, I can imagine people would kind of do a double take, especially out in the, you know, in the desert country. What is that woman doing out there?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. But it's like today. I've got a gentleman here that connected with me when I was in California. he reached out to me on Facebook just through work, you know, just through Facebook and people sharing. And his son committed suicide because of his PTSD, and he's very active in the veteran community in these organizations. And we both have backpacks now, so I've gotten rid of my cart, and I've got a backpack again. But so we've got our backpacks, and we'll be walking down the highway today. So I'm interested to see, you know, if what kind of reactions we'll get. But it's such a beautiful experience. And even when those individuals called the cops, and you know, you just, they cared. You know, I mean, they mm-hmm. were worried and concerned, and so it's definitely interesting, to say the least.
Well, Angela, I know that you have a Facebook page, and you have been putting little posts about your different experiences on there. So I wanted to refer our listeners to that. The name of the Facebook page, excuse me, is called Unite the Journey. So
yes.
All a person needs to do is go to Facebook and type in Unite the Journey, and Angela's page will come up. So in light of all the things that you have talked about that have just been so wonderful for you, those of us who will never have that kind of experience can kind of live that a little bit through your Facebook page, because you've done a good job of tracking where you've been and the people you have met and so such. I know you had asked to kind of cut the show a little short this morning, Angela. Can you explain to us what's going on, that you're needing to get on the road today?
Yeah. Just as I touched a few minutes ago, I'm joined by a gentleman. His name is Ken Wilson. And he reached out to me when I was in California and said, when you're out east, I would love to come walk with you. And so he's from Virginia. He drove 4 hours to meet me in Easton, and he will be joining me 16 miles to Cambridge today. He's so involved in the veteran community. His son was in the Army and is no longer here. And so he, just like myself, honoring our veterans, honoring those who serve the country, those that are here and those that are not here. Every step that we take is for them. And so I'm really anxious to get out and walk with him and share this experience and this day with him. So
that is really neat. And I know before the show you had shared that with me, and that it was very emotional for you, for this gentleman to travel so far to walk with you for a few miles. So that's really neat. Well, Angela, the premise of our show here, I know you were in the military and you're doing this walk and you've had other experiences in your life. The premise of this show is for our guests to share a dark time in their life and how they made their way back to light. Do you have something in particular that you would be willing to share with us this morning?
Absolutely. When I was in the service, I had a stomach disease. And when I got out of the service, the VA, I was addicted to morphine, and for 3 years, it was a very dark time in my life. And I decided, I called my father, and I told him that I had a problem, and he wanted to get me help. Then I told him that I was going to basically find the light myself, and so I came off of the addiction myself while I was in college and maintained a respectable GPA, and I graduated. And I told myself that if I can do this, if I can get clean on my own, then I can do anything. Anything is possible. And that, again, every morning I'm grateful for that, for the grit and the courage that I had to get help, basically. But to do it for yourself, to do it on your own, is very dangerous, very, very dangerous. And it was a very difficult few weeks in my life. But I am forever grateful for the courage that I have. And that is why I get out and I walk. Because if I can help myself, that means everyone has we all ability and the courage to find the light, no matter what our situation and circumstances. It was a very dark time in my life. And I'm so grateful that my father wanted to help me, but I told myself, if I can do this, I will never, never not have the courage to live my life to its fullest. And that is for the rest of my life. I will strive to be the best version of myself. And that to me is having that inner peace and joy and happiness and knowing that it comes from within. Anything is possible. Anything in life is possible.
But sounds like you went through a terrible struggle.
I did. It was, I was in college. I didn't have family around. I was very alone, you know, with my thoughts. It was the darkest. It was a very, very dark time in my life. But I like to tell people, as long as you respect the struggle that you've been through, that a person goes through, the guilt, no matter what it is, if you respect that struggle, if you have respect for it, then finding the light is so much easier. It really is. Because you're coming to terms with it. And when you can do that, then you can respect the struggle. And then the respect that you have for yourself, no matter what your situation is, you become a different person. You become a person that you didn't think that you could ever be. And that's what makes life, that's what makes living so amazing. Being in the moment of your life and enjoying every breath that you have.
Well, it sounds like a very emotional experience, Angela, and thank you for sharing that with us. I have a very dear friend who often says that the adversities that we face, the trials, the obstacles, all of the pain that we face is God's way of helping us exercise and strengthen our faith muscles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
And I think that's very true.
I was told by a woman in California, I was crying, certain situation, and she said, "Why are you?" She asked me why I was crying. And I explained to her, and she said, "Don't worry. Tears are liquid prayers." And I've never forgot that. Tears are liquid prayers. And there's some days where I'll be out walking and I just start crying. I've got a smile on my face and people are looking at me like, "Are you okay? You're crying, but you're laughing and smiling. So I think you're okay." And I'm praying. I'm just praying in a different way.
Yep, I know exactly what you mean, Angela. And I was going to ask you too, on your journey, do you feel that the experiences you've had on the journey have helped you connect a different way with God than you ever did before?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am more spiritually connected than I've ever been in my entire life. Like I said earlier, when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, when you're living that purpose, everything makes sense. And it comes from a higher power. It comes from something greater than us. The direction that you go every day, no matter how you live your life, if you have faith and you see that light and you strive to go towards the light every day, you be the best version of yourself that you can be. At the end of the day, that's what makes life worth living. You know, if you don't have faith and you don't believe in something, then, I mean, what's it all worth?
Mm-hmm.
And to share this experience with God. I mean, I'm out walking. I'm in God's country. Everything outside, the trees, everything, nature. God created all of this, and I'm connecting with it. I'm so extremely grateful to connect every day on such an emotional level and such a powerful level with all of this. It really molds you. It creates a whole new sense of self for a person.
You're making me jealous. Like, I feel like I should get out there and start walking myself.
Get out and start walking, Patty. Absolutely. I encourage everyone to do it. Even if it doesn't have to be across the country. Just get out and connect, you know?
I know.
It's amazing.
Well, one place, actually, since you're familiar with the area now, that I like to go walk. I think you saw Fort Lyon when you were here, didn't you?
I absolutely did. I stayed there for a few nights. It's an amazing place.
Place. Well, I like to go walk out there. For one thing, there's no dogs that are going to come and attack me. And my husband is buried out there at the National Cemetery, so I like to walk down that. It's that tree-lined road that takes you down to the cemetery, and it's just kind of a nice walk, and it's time to reflect and connect with nature and with God, so I enjoy that, but I need to do
That's
it more
wonderful.
Often.
Well, you will.
Well, now that it's getting cooler, I will.
Absolutely.
Angela, I just wanted to take a break here real quick and make listeners. Sometimes we have listeners that come into the radio show that didn't come in on the beginning and they don't know what it's about. So I just wanted to make the listeners aware that you are listening to Step Into the Light on Blog Talk Radio with Patty Sheen. My guest today is Angela Hatton. Angela is a veteran who is making a cross-country trek to bring awareness to others about PTSD in veterans. We've been talking about the many experiences that she has had and how this has been helped her connect with other people, with other veterans, with God on a very deep and emotional level. Angela has a Facebook page. It's called Unite the Journey, so you can go there and read up on some of her adventures, and she has amazing pictures on there. Also, if you missed a part of the show and would like to listen to it, you can go to Patty Sheen, PattiSheene.com. On the very first page, you will find a picture of Angela, and you click on that picture, and it'll take you to the show. The show is archived and available at any time within about 5 minutes, I'd say, of the time that we finished broadcasting here today. So please feel free to listen to the show, and definitely connect with Angela. Friend her on Facebook, and you can make comments on her photos and where she's been and where she's going. So, Angela, I wanted to ask you, is there a way that we as listeners can help fund your endeavor?
Yes, I actually have a donation page set up. It's GoFundMe.com/UniteTheJourney. That's where donations can be made. I've been extremely grateful for the donations I've received throughout this journey. I quit my job, and I'm out here doing this, and it's a great way to help. It's a great way to help. And they can read up on the GoFundMe page, where the donations go and how they're used. GoFundMe.com/UniteTheJourney.
Very good. Well, what would you, as a veteran who has made contact with several veterans, what would you identify as the biggest problem facing our vets today?
Our veterans, they just need to be listened to. Too many people think they know the answer to what they're going through. Each individual has their own struggles, completely separate and different from the next person standing, their brother and sister, whatever they've experienced. And they just need to listen. Just open an ear. Be someone to just listen. Don't pass judgment. Do not tell them what they need to do. Be there and listen. I think it's detrimental. Most people think they have this answer, and individuals might not have even served, but they think they have the answer for these people that struggle, and they really just want someone to listen to them. People just need to stop talking and listen. I think it's extremely important.
And I can understand that communication is one of the most important aspects of caring for our vets. Of course, I work out at the Veterans Administration Hospital when Fort Lyon was a VA hospital for several years, and we were a psych hospital, and that was the most important aspects of our care for our men and ladies. We had a few ladies out there too. Communication, just listening to what their needs were.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So how would you say that November 11th is Veterans Day, and what would you recommend that we as individuals can do to help support our veterans on that very special day, Angela? What would you like to have done for you?
Oh, most veterans will tell you they don't get out and be involved in the community. Get involved with an organization. I mean, if it's working in whatever capacity, get involved. Help one another. Really, just do something kind. I mean, it's not just saying thank you for your service, thank you for your service. You know, the main reason that I decided to do this was because I felt inspired to get out and inspire people. You know, there's so many people that are inspired by others, yet they don't ever take action. They sit and they live, you know, but they don't actually get involved with the community and do something to inspire. So my suggestion would be to get out and inspire someone. Do something that has inspiration. It's not just about getting out and saying thank you. That's wonderful. That's great. But do something that inspires. It's very simple kinds of acts of kindness. It doesn't have to be a grandiose gesture. If you're inspired by something, that means that you can get out and do something inspirational. Just simple acts of kindness. I mean, and if we can do that on a community level, that's where change, you know, that's where change comes from, our community, mm-hmm. community level, small. I wanted, if I inspired one person in the past 7 months of my life, then I did what I set out to do. I did what I set out to do. And the difficulty of this whole, I mean, walking every single day, it was worth it. It was so worth it. I think we as a nation need to come together and start inspiring others. Like I said, it doesn't have to be some grandiose gesture. Something small. It's very simple. You know, making someone smile, touching their lives, no matter what they're going through. You know, holding the door for someone. You know, just going out of mm-hmm. your own comfort zone, going out of your way to just do something kind for a stranger, for someone that you don't know, for somebody that you do know. That's where change comes from. And it's, inspire someone. That would be my advice.
And it starts with one person at a time.
One person at a time, exactly. Exactly.
And something else that I would like to bring up too, Angela, is how important it is to pass on our patriotism to our young people.
Oh, yeah, I think, yeah, how do we do that? How do we do that? Again, it goes back to inspiring. Let's inspire mm-hmm. our youth. Let's educate them. You know, morals and values and ethics are further from our reach. And this sense of entitlement in our, in the world is
in our society,
It's gotten in the way of that. You know, we need to get back to the basics, morals and values and ethics and what patriotism means and what is it. I mean, it's different for everyone. You know, we all have it means something different for each individual if you've served or if you haven't served. But it's really just educating. We need to educate our youth and get back to those core values, really. I think it's detrimental for the youth of our nation.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know out here, you met Pam. I think you stayed with Pam,
yes.
In fact.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I believe she is still the coordinator for our Patriots Pen and Voice of Democracy contest, which for listeners that don't know, Patriots Pen, young people in junior high school need to write an essay based on a theme that is given by the VFW. And the Voice of Democracy has to actually do an audio presentation based on a theme. And then those are judged, and they go from local level to state, clear up to national, and there's quite a bit of scholarship money involved for the winners. So it's a really
oh,
neat
that's
program.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I've been fortunate to judge a couple of them, and it's really fun to, you know, to read them and listen to them. And we do have young people who definitely do have those values. So even though I think a lot of times the media paints the whole country with one black brush at times,
yeah.
There's a lot of good out there in our young people as well as our...
There is, absolutely, absolutely. And it's, there is. I'm inspired by people every day. I mean, nobody's a stranger. I've never met a stranger. And you see young kids holding the doors for someone, and it's very simple, but it really touches your heart when you see that.
Sure.
And it's beautiful. So.
Well, Angela, I know that it is already 10:30 in the morning where you are.
Yes.
And that is way past the time that you are used to being on the road. And I also know that you are very excited to walk with your friend today.
Yes, I am.
So even though we usually run the show for anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour, I think I'm going to let you go. However, is there any final thoughts that you would like to share with us?
All I have to say is be the best version of yourself and inspire someone today and every day. Wake up with a smile on your face and enjoy every moment of your life. Be in the moment of your life. That's what I've learned. And that's what I would like to share. So,
well, once again, you are quite an inspiration. I felt so honored to to meet you here in Los Animas. And my thoughts and my prayers go with you. And I will follow you on your Facebook page and see what life has to offer for you after this. And may God bless you every step of the way.
Thank you so much, Patty. I truly appreciate it. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Listeners, before I leave this morning, I wanted to remind all of you, if you have not voted yet in early voting, please go vote today. It is very, very important to exercise this right that was hard fought for and hard won. So be sure and go do that today. And in closing, when you look back on the periods in your life, you may find they were not quite as dark as they seemed at the time. And when the light does shine again, it is so much brighter than you remembered. God bless you all, and we'll see you. We'll have you come back next week, Tuesday morning, November 15th at 8 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold.
You're listening to Step Into the Light with Patty Sheen.
Who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his own.
This is the show where Christians share their walk